Tour Junkies.
What's going on, Golf Addicts? DB here to give you the course breakdown, everything you need to know, nothing that you don't. We're cutting out all the fluff for Quail Hollow in Charlotte, North Carolina, host site of the Wells Fargo Championship again this year, as it has been for a lot of years, with the exception of 2022, is at TPC Potomac and Avenel Farms, as Quail Hollow was preparing to host the President's Cup. And then it also got a major renovation in preparation to host the 2017 PGA Championship. Let's talk about some basics, but then I'm going to share my screen. I'm going to get on our friend's site at Bet the Number and go over what the course has averaged over the last few years, take a look at some key stats and data points there, as well as open up my custom model that I have built on Bet the Number, show you the inputs, and talk through a few interesting names that popped up on the model. I am recording this on the Saturday before the Wells Fargo. It's a Saturday of the CJ Cup at Byron Nelson. So a lot of things can change, but let's get into it. Let's start with just some of the basics that you need to know. Like I said, Quail Hollow, Charlotte, North Carolina. It is a George Cobb original, but Tom Fazio did a major renovation in 2016 ahead of that 2017 PGA Championship, and it was a big one. I mean, honestly, I would pretty much throw out anything prior to, even the 2017 PGA played different. The Quail Hollow typically plays tough, but the 2017 PGA played even tougher. It was also in August, I think. I was there. I've never had swamp ass the way that I had swamp ass that week. I'll never forget it. I just wouldn't consider that when factoring how this golf course is going to play. So for all intents and purposes in my model, I'm only going back to Quail Hollow and in 2018 as the host site for the Wells Fargo Championship. It is going to play at a par 71, which is a change Fazio made for the major, and it's playing around 7,500 yards again this year. It's a beast. You get water in play on about seven holes. It's Bermuda from the tees to the fairways, the rough, and the greens, which are pretty large. I want to read a quote to you from Keith Mitchell in 2021 about this golf course. And I'm going to read it fast, might skip around, but here we go. This is a place you've really got to drive it well. Really just trying to keep the ball in front of me. This is a major championship test. When you put yourself out of position, it turns almost impossible. You've got to pick and choose the flags that you're firing at. They can put them right on the grain changes. They can put them right on the edges. And sometimes your good shots end up 25 feet from the hole. And some holes you can go for in birdie. That's really why it feels like a major test, because it's not like every hole you can attack. You have to be very precise. It's a really tough golf course, demand every part of your game. And I've played poorly enough on tough golf courses, but my best weeks have been on the difficult ones like Bay Hill and Honda and here. When you hit a bad shot, you get penalized. And when you hit a good shot, you get rewarded. Some golf courses on the PGA Tour aren't necessarily like that. It's a true test of golf. So that just gives you a little insight into Quail Hollow. All right. And we're going to talk about some of the averages and what we've seen over the last few years in terms of how the golf course is played. Last year in 2023, Wyndham Clark won at 19 under, shocked the world at 66-1 in a signature event field. Nobody saw it coming. And of course, that opened up the opened him up. I mean, the dude then went on to win the U.S. Open. I mean, just incredible run by Wyndham Clark, won Pebble Beach in 2024. The guy's been hot for sure. So Wyndham Clark in 2023, like I said, in 2022, Max Homa won, but it was at TPC Potomac at Avenel Farm. Don't forget that. They didn't have it here in 2022. In 2021, Rory won it at 10 under at 18-1. He's also won two other times prior to the renovation on Quail Hollow. He loves Quail Hollow. In 2019, Max Homa broke out at 400-1. He won at 15 under. And then in 2018, the first year that we had the regular Wells Fargo here after the PGA Championship in 2018, Jason Day won at 12 under at 20-1. So 12 under, 15 under, 10 under, 19 under last year. Were your winning scores, and you had everything from a 20-1, 18-1 Rory and Jason Day to a 400-1 Max Homa and a 66-1 Wyndham Clark last year. It's a beast, right? The par threes and the par fours, there's some long par fours here. There's very little relief with the par fours. There's no relief with the par threes. There's like two little shorty par fours. That's it. The par threes and par fours are really difficult, and all of them typically average over par. You got to hold on to your butts on those and just try to make par. Bogey avoidance is going to be a big factor, especially on those holes. The par fives, the three of them are all fairly, you know, they're gettable. They're scoreable. Okay. And that's where you've got to make it. You've got the Green Mile here at Quail Hollow. It's holes 16 through 18. 18 is the toughest hole on the course statistically, which is always fun to watch as it's coming in. Something to think about when you're looking at live bets. And it's a major championship type venue. That's what we heard Keith Mitchell say. And it requires all aspects of the game to be firing. Length, mid to long iron play, around the green, all especially important. All right. Let me share my screen and let's look at what our friends at Bet the Number have to say about the golf course in general. So here we go. This is the course page on Bet the Number. Now, I've only got these 4 years, which is what they're giving. But basically, the brilliant minds behind Bet the Number who do this professionally for PGA Tour players, analyze golf courses and such, are telling you by not including anything prior to 2017, including the PGA Championship, they're telling you that it shouldn't matter. So this is what they're telling you to look at. That's what I'm looking at. 2018, 19, 2021, 2023, Wells Fargo Championship. And based on those 4 years, here are your averages. So you can see off the tee, the fairway percentage is lower than PGA Tour average, just over 54%. That's around 7.6 fairways hit per round since 2018. Keep that in mind for you props players out there. If you know if these places start dropping fairway numbers at 8.5 or 9, might want to think about the under unless it's a really accurate player. But also that's weather dependent. You can also see the driver distance is actually up. If we scroll, I'm going to go to here. If you look at the Bombers Paradise metric here, which is proprietary to Bet the Number, big time bomb opportunity here. 2.4 stroke gain per round if you're 20 yards longer than average and can lose about a stroke and a half if you're 10 to 25 yards shorter. This is a driver heavy golf course. Guys are going to pull driver. Here's another thing. If you look at the rough penalty over here through all these ranges on approach, only one is a negative, right? And that's it if you're 225 yards out or longer from the rough, which is pretty typical and doesn't happen very often. So not a lot of rough penalty, driver heavy course, long AF. Basically, guys are going to keep sending it. The rough is typically pretty benign. There's not really a grave penalty for being in it on your second shot. So that's where I think. I do think that high carry distances, ball speed is definitely going to help you here. Now, there is a little nugget I'm going to share with you when I show you the model that our friends behind the scenes at Bet the Number told us, especially about being off the tee here. I'll share that with you. I'll share that with you later when I show you the model. Okay. If you look at past champs, you know, here's kind of the basic strokes gain categories, what it took for them to get there. If you notice, like a lot of really good putting here. Now, the greens are large. They're undulating. They are fast, pretty fast. I mean, it was signature events of the best players in the world. They're going to get them quick. They do have sub-air under these greens, which is going to be important because I do see as of now the weather. Looks like they're going to get a little bit of rain leading up to tournament time. It looks like once we get to Thursday, no rain in the forecast as of now, but they're getting some rain over the weekend, early in the week. Things will probably be a little soft in the beginning, but they do have sub-air under these greens, and they can get them faster. And what we've also heard from people who've already scouted the golf course, like our friends at Bet the Number, is that the overseed, which you're going to see this, right? And listen, these people... The people behind the scenes at Bet the Number are at the golf course every single week. They're at every PGA Tour event, and they have relationships with players, caddies, coaches. They walk the grounds of these courses. They are going to dictate to you how the greens are putting based on what you see in their model. F anything else that you see or read on Twitter, on the GCSAA website, the PGA Tour website. Screw all of that. They are telling you, based on what's in the model, how they are putting. What we know as of now is that the overseed Poa trivialis, which is basically a very common overseed everywhere, has already pretty much burnt off. And this is straight up Bermuda. Now, in North Carolina, it's not super grainy Bermuda. So it's not exactly the same as like a copperhead. There's some similarities, but it's not exactly the same. They're fast, they roll pretty true, but there are some undulations, and they're large. So lag putting, speed control, I think is going to be pretty important. And I do think that's really where a lot of the experience here at Quail Hollow comes in handy, is knowing these greens, knowing those undulations, knowing where you can attack those greens to feed in, whether it's on your approach shots, chip shots, or just when you're putting and you're trying to lag it up there and get it close. But you can see here with these winners, I mean, some serious putting performances from these winners. Now, Wyndham Clark, Max Homa, Jason Day, I would argue, all three notably really good putters before, like, you know, Rory, not necessarily, but really good putters. If we expand that out, look at the top five winners over these 4 years, you still see a lot of green in the putting. Also notice, like, not a ton around the green. Even though you're going to miss greens here, like, you cannot chip it well and be fine. Look at all the green in the approach play here, right? Which is pretty common for every PGA Tour event. So, yeah, I think that's worth noting. Let's talk a little bit more about the approach play. Since 2018, the average green regulation rate, like you said, or like I showed you above, is below tour average right here, with around 11 greens per round being the average. So you're going to miss greens. You're going to miss 7 greens a round on average. And an average of 10 approach shots, that's what we see over here, right? An average of 10 approach shots per round since 2018 have come from 175 yards or longer, with an average of 4.5 of those coming out of the rough. Now, I already said rough isn't terrible. Now, it can vary from year to year. We'll get reports on the ground. We'll have that up in the Tour Junkies Discord for sure. It can vary. But you're going to have to hit some approach shots from the rough. And the great news is, in the model, you can include that in the custom model on Bet the Number. So you can take into account approach shots from key distances, from the fairway, from off the tee, and from the rough. Very good stuff there. So anyway, that kind of shows you what you need to know in terms of the approach play. And then around the green, as I mentioned, if I scroll down here, and this is our around the green box, what this side basically tells you is the difficulty relative to tour average. And I will say that basically the good news is it's pretty average or even easier than tour average in terms of difficulty around the greens. You're going to have to do it, but it's not super tough. Chip shots from the rough, you do get more of those. That's what this shows you over here. You get like a half a shot per round more from the rough chipping than you do from the fairway. And the fairway and bunker shots are pretty close. You get a few more from the tight grass and then some from the bunker. So a little bit of everything in the around the green play, but none of it super, super difficult. Okay. So that's kind of the course overview. Now I want to open up the model, show you what the model looks like, talk about a few key names, and we'll go from there. I do want to thank our friends at Bet the Number for hooking us up. BetTheNumberGolf.com. The link is in the description. If you've not already joined, you need to. We were about to be on an incredible run of golf through the summer and into the playoffs with signature events, the PGA coming up, US Open, the Open. All that great data is all there. Bet the Number launched on January 1st, and they have made up some ground in the marketplace extremely quickly relative to the competitors out there. And that's the biggest key behind the scenes at Bet the Number, are owners who know what they're talking about, who know what they're doing, because before Bet the Number, they've done it professionally on the PGA Tour for about a dozen players on the PGA Tour now, in terms of evaluating golf courses, evaluating players, evaluating golf data, and being their data guys, right? And walking these golf courses every single week. Owners of Bet the Number have worked on Ryder Cup teams as data analysts on Ryder Cup teams. They know what they're talking about. They eliminate the fluff and the crap that just misleads you and bogs you down and seems really cool, but it ain't worth it, pal, or it's redundant information. So I assure you that you will not only be satisfied with how easy it is to use Bet the Number, but the stuff that they do is second to none in terms of the knowledge they have. And if you're not really a big, like, I want to build my model guy, you can just go off the Bet the Number model, because every single week Bet the Number is going to build a unique course-specific model based on what they know. They're going to build it and make it public. So you can look at it and make all your bets, make all your props plays, all your DraftKings plays off of their model, and you don't have to do anything. Super easy. So sign up. Code TJ. Click the link in the description. Code TJ gets you $5 off your monthly subscription or $50 off your annual subscriptions. And if you are a member of our Discord, as you know, if you're a member of the Discord, you can DM myself, Tour Junkies DB, send me a DM. Say, DB, hit me up with that one-time unique Bet the Number promo code that is the biggest discount of any discount available on the internet, and I will hook you up. You will not be disappointed. It's a big one. No, nobody gets a better discount than a Tour Junkies Discord member for Bet the Number. So we appreciate them for sponsoring the video. Shout out to our friends at Bet the Number. Click the link in the description. All right, let's look at my custom model then, shall we? I'm going to show you. All right, here's the custom model. I want to go to favorites only first. All right, because I don't want to give away the whole kit and caboodle. And I'm saying favorites, meaning like these are some interesting names to me. Remember, signature event, only about 70 guys in the field, no cut. And I built my model off of the Bet the Number model. So if you click this drop down, I could go to, see, these are all my models, but I could go to Bet the Number models and click on BTN Wells 2024, and you'll see how they built it. What I tend to do is take what they built and add my sauce to it. You know, I salt bay that thing. I add my sauce to it. And that's what this is. So off the tee, ball speed, left rough tendency. Thank you to our friends at Bet the Number, because this is, oh crap, I'm not even sharing my freaking screen. I'm sorry, guys. I'm an idiot. Here we go. Sorry. Here's the model, okay? This is the drop down where you have all my models and you would have all your models. But if you scroll, everybody has this. You see BTN models public right here. Okay. You'll see BTN Wells right here. You can click on that and see it. That's where I'm pulling my stuff from. But then I make it my own. This is my own model. Okay. Off the tee, ball speed, bang, right here. Left rough tendency. Now, the reason this is in here, it's not because I know anything, but it's because the people behind the scenes at Bet the Number know something. And they know that at Quail Hollow, missing left off the tee is bad news. If you're going to miss at Quail Hollow, for the most part, you need to miss right. So left rough tendency tells you how many times. And actually what you can do is if you go here into the filters, and let's say we wanted to add a new stat, and we go here and we go to driving, left rough tendency, okay? As you hover, the PGA Tour definitions will load in right here, because Bet the Number has a licensing deal with the PGA Tour, so all this comes in directly from them. This is the percentage of time a tee shot comes to rest in the left rough, regardless of the club, when the distance of the drive was determined by a laser. So, and then the way Bet the Number uses it is to say, if you're in the green, that means Sepp Straka is number one in the field for not missing left. Okay. If you're 54th, like Hideki, you're towards the back end of this field of 70 players. You miss left a good amount. Okay. So that's why that's in the model. I don't share all my weights with everybody, but I share the categories. Okay. Last 30 approach. This is just overall. Last 30 between 175 and 250 yards strokes gained. That is off the tee, off the fairway, and in the rough. I've done all three there in that calculation. Last 20 around the green, last 50 putting on comp courses. I took these comp courses straight from the Bet the Number model. So if the folks at Bet the Number have it listed as a comp course, I did the same thing. I did the same thing here in last 30 putting between 4 to 10 feet, which Bet the Number's model also said was important. So I'm taking that one. I'm going last 50 no bogeys, which is bogey avoidance. I'm taking a longer zoomed out look there. One of the things I think no bogeys does is, yes, it can indicate who's good around the green, because obviously that helps you save par, helps you not make big numbers. But it also can speak to who's conservative and who's aggressive, who's too aggressive, too conservative, right? If you're too aggressive, sometimes that leads to bogeys. This is a golf course where you can't be too aggressive. You have to pick and choose your spots. So this also almost in a way speaks to somewhat of, is this guy a risky biscuit, if you know what I mean? And then I have last 8 rounds, tee to green, Quail Hollow, if they qualify. Just tee to green, just on Quail Hollow, and I'm just looking at the last 8 rounds. Now, that could have been, they could have missed the cut the last 3 times they played it, and it could go all the way back to that, or 4 times they played it. But anyway, and then over here you have your recent form. Now, this, I'm recording this on Saturday, the CJ Cup. So if you see, like, for example, Ben On is 6th at the CJ Cup, that is currently, this is Bet the Number live data. He may not actually finish T6. So if you're looking at that going, wait a minute, Ben On didn't finish T6 at the CJ Cup. Just calm down. And then Bet the Number is giving you only their Quail Hollow results. So notice 2022 is not in here. So we don't have TPC Potomac at Avenel Farm. All right. So I've kind of gone over the model. Now I just want to talk through a few of these names and why they're interesting. I mean, Hideki number one in my model. And he's had quite the year. I mean, he's been playing fantastic. Disappointed at the Masters. Did not hit his irons very well at Augusta, which was a little weird to see. But obviously, he is hot. That's why he's number one in this key approach bucket. doing well in overall approach. Strokes in off the tee is good. I mean, Hideki clearly checks a lot of boxes here, and he's played well here before. I mean, not super great, but he's been okay. Cam Young, I mean, Quail Hollow feels like it should be a great spot for Cam Young. He didn't do great last year in his first attempt, T59 out of the limited field. But like Hideki, playing well, seems like an interesting fit. Can he putt, right? Can he make some putts? Remember, you kind of have to be a good putter here, I think. You got to lag it well. Speed's got to be good. That could be the big downfall for Cam Young this year. Taylor Moore struck me. Look at this. Around the green is solid. Putting is really good here. We know he can hit it. His ball speed is up. Strokes off the tee is good. He's just kind of middle of the road here, but middle of the road here in this field is pretty freaking good, and I'm curious to see Taylor Moore's value. We don't have odds yet. We don't have DraftKings prices, but, I mean, if he's in that, you know, 60-1, 50-1 plus kind of range, I'm going to be very interested in that. I think the guy has real game. He's a PGA Tour winner. He's come close recently. I think he could win an event like this, a la like Wyndham Clark came out of nowhere and shocked everybody last year. Okay. Ben On, who is playing well at the CJ Cup. This seems like a great spot for Ben On if he could just get the putter going. And that has probably been why he's played so poorly here in the past. I mean, look at these big time lost strokes, game putting. You know, the approach play not as solid as it normally is for Ben On, but I mean, you know, tee to green, this place should be perfect for Ben On. And with a more difficult golf course, you don't have to make everything. You don't have to fill it up. I just need him to lag it well. Maybe we'll message Ben On and figure out what's going on. Sepp's been kind of playing well, I think. I mean, he's kind of turned a corner here lately. Around the player, started kind of bucking his head and peaking. Played well at Augusta, played well at the Heritage. We know Sepp doesn't really find himself. He doesn't make big old, big, ugly numbers on the card. He's kind of middle of the road in ball speed, really accurate off the tee. Obviously, doesn't miss left, which is nice. Approach play's been popping. I think Sepp could be interesting, even though he doesn't have a great record here. Max, you know I'm going to bring up Max. Tremendous record here. And, you know, one here in 2019, one TPC Potomac at Avenel Farm in 2022 at the Wells Fargo. T3 at Augusta. I expected a little bit of a letdown there at Heritage, but I mean, look at his strokes gained information over the last three attempts here at Quail Hollow. It's quite strong. Even though he's not going to pop a lot here, I think he's starting to trend in the direction that we know we're kind of getting back to Max Homa land here. And then the last one is Kevin Tway. I talked about Kevin Tway a good bit in the Discord this week for the CJ Cup. I thought he was a sneaky play. He's T18 right now. He bombs it off the tee. I think he had a good Zurich week with his partner. Finished third at Punta Cana. Hits it plenty far. Putting on the comp courses, he's actually not too bad at either. Doesn't make the big numbers. He's obviously going to be thrilled to have a chance to compete in a signature event, which he's not usually getting. I don't even know what kind of status he really actually has. But I just think Kevin Tway is interesting. Like, you know, to bet him to win in this field would be wild. I'm sure he's going to be triple digits, I guess, depending on what he does at the CJ Cup. But a top 10, a top 20, an interesting DFS play, I think, is for sure in the cards for Kevin Tway. So he was a name that's just interesting to me because I think from a course fit standpoint and just kind of keeping hot as he is doing right now at the CJ Cup is quite intriguing to me. So, all right, there you go. That is the course breakdown. Everything you need to know, nothing you don't. Thank you to our friends at Bet the Number. Click the link in the description. Give it a look. Podcasts are dropping this week. Full slate of content this week. Then we've got the PGA next week. I'll do a course breakdown video for Valhalla, or Hala, as they're starting to call it with them dumb hats. Looking forward to that. PGA Championship week is going to be a good time. Thanks for watching. Click the like button. Comment. Subscribe if you haven't already. We would appreciate it. Support Bet the Number if you want to support us. That's a big help. Thank you. May your screens be green, and bend over your book. See ya.